In section C, we're continuing this conversation. Now, if you remember, Ah-Chung in section B said, I heard that Italian men have very active libidos. Sophia says, you got that right. They do like to have sex quite a lot, and they're supposedly good in bed, too.
Well, how about, like, if I had a non-active libido?
Then you probably don't have sex. I'm sorry, Mike.
Oh, then probably just
no desire to have sex through my life.
No.
Okay. No desire.
All right.
But he doesn't, I'm sure. Well, I don't know, actually, personally. And that's the point here. She says, they supposedly are good in bed. They are supposedly. Why does she say this? Well, Sophia is not married yet. So technically, she is not supposed to have sex because under the Catholic Church, they don't believe in taking birth control. So if you're having sex, you should be married because you're going to have children when you're having sex. Yeah.
Yes, with the Catholic religion.
With no birth control.
Catholic religion says the purpose of having sex is to make babies and
or
have a family.
At least if you're married, then you are allowed to have sex. Well, Ah-Chung says, is it true that Italian men are supposedly good in bed? And Sophia says, I guess so. She's saying, I don't know. I've never experienced that, having sex with an Italian man.
Or lots of Italian men to find out, since they said they.
And Sophia says, now Anna's got 4 kids and another on the way.
She
if you have
5 kids.
Yeah. If you have 4 kids and another on the way. So if you have another on the way, it means you have another kid on the way.
Oh,
You're still pregnant again.
We're back to bun in the oven. She's got another on the way. Or if the woman is near the end of her pregnancy, she's about to drop.
Yep, that's true. I don't know why, but she is. And she might feel like she's about to burst. Ah-Chung says, wow, she looks good for having had that many kids. So normally if you have 4 or 5 kids, people might think that you would gradually not look so good. You're going to gain weight. You're going to have a harder time fitting into your clothes that you wore when you were younger.
You're just not going to have your young shape.
But he's saying she looks good. She's pregnant and wearing Prada.
And it looks good.
And Prada is an expensive Italian line of clothing, kind of like Gucci or Armani. Prada is another one of those lines.
And it's hard to look good while you're pregnant.
But it isn't hard to look good probably wearing Prada.
Oh.
And Sophia says, that's Anna for you. That's her personality for you. She keeps up the image of a stylish Italian woman, of the stylish Italian woman.
Wow.
So she's saying Italian women are naturally kind of aware of being stylish, and they like to look good and wear fancy stylish clothes.
Dress up their hair, makeup.
And she keeps up that image of that kind of woman. So she does dress up when she goes out, or she dresses up every day to look good. So if you keep up an image of something, it just means that maybe you aren't really stylish, but you keep up that image. You try to look that way. Here, it seems like Anna actually is stylish.
Is that way.
But you might keep up the image of having a happy home, even though you don't have a happy home.
Or you used to be rich and buy Mercedes, and now you're still trying to buy a Mercedes, and you don't have the money.
But you do it just to keep up the image of being rich.
Mr. Rich Guy. Well, Ah-Chung says she's glowing. It must be the pregnancy.
Because they say you get a pregnancy glow. So it's like your face is shining. You look very happy. Your eyes are bright.
It's true.
And Sophia says, yeah, or the expensive Italian facial treatments. It sounds to me that Sophia has a little bit of a problem with her cousin because the things she says about her are not very nice. But maybe she's just jealous because she wants to have more babies herself. Sample conversations.
That's for you.
I can't believe Eric showed up late for work again.
That's Eric for you. I'm not surprised at all.